Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Department of Transportation continues to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure across the state. MnDOT Program Administrator Beth Kahlstad says they want to be able to end any anxiety people would have about where to charge.
We heard through multiple engagement things that we've done over the past few years that people had questions about, you know, how am I going to get to my cabin? How am I going to get here? Or I live, you know, in these areas. So our next round of funding is really starting to focus more on the U.S. highways and the state highways.
Minnesota hopes to have 20% of vehicles on the road be electric by 2030. During today's House Ag Committee hearing, Republican Congressman Brad Finstad sided with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, agreeing that the Trump administration inherited the mess farmers are in today.
We're talking ag trade deficits that we haven't seen since the Jimmy Carter era.
That's right.
No new ag trade deals. Nutrition programs growing at rates that are completely unsustainable, as well as being littered with fraud. And I'm from Minnesota, and I can speak to the fraud issue.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have a special event planned for the fans Sunday at Target Center. The team will unveil its new uniforms and the court for the 26-27 season. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. with a special unveiling scheduled for 4 p.m. Fans in attendance will also get the first chance to buy the new merchandise and meet and get autographs from current and former players. The Wolves say it will be an interactive, family-friendly event for all to enjoy. And the third annual Golf Day Minnesota tees off this Saturday across Minnesota. Minnesota Golf Association Executive Director John Mays says it's a day to highlight the positive impact of golf.
It's really a day of celebration around our industry. So we encourage people to get out and play their local golf course or their favorite golf course here in Minnesota, post about it online or share the story about playing with their friends.
Mays says the Minnesota Golf Association is hosting an event at the Meadows at Mystic Lake in Shakopee. In other headlines, a major boost for a new community hub in Breckenridge. State lawmakers have approved $3 million in bonding funds for the $22 million Infinity Center project. The planned facility will support healthcare, education, recreation, and community events. Supporters say it's a long-term investment in the region. The latest numbers show the damage from Operation Metro Surge on the Twin Cities and greater Minnesota is even worse. DFL Senate President Bobby Joe Champion tried to move through a bill that included $100 million in economic relief for impacted businesses.
The problem is not going to just go away. It's sort of like deferred maintenance, right? If you don't take care of it, you don't provide the support that's needed, then the damage is just going to get greater.
The bill passed the Senate but got held up in the House. And Duluth firefighters responded to an early morning apartment fire. Crews arrived around 6:20 to a six-unit building where residents were evacuated safely. The fire began on a porch and spread, causing about $75,000 in damage. Three people are displaced and getting help from the Red Cross. No injuries were reported. This is MNN.